on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hey, tell me if you'd show up to this, man. I have got myself into quite a situation. I don't even know if I should go to this or not. Y'all know I love to save money, but sometimes by doing so, I just get myself into really, really weird sitches, right? So I am going to the beach for New Year's. I can't say much more than that because we're surprising a friend for a celebration. I'll tell you more when we get back, right? So for the very first time, because one of the worst things about me going to the beach is having to shave my back. And it's a whole thing. I've got no one to shave it for me. And so this time I was like, what if I waxed my back? We've talked about this forever on the show, right? We can make it a bit maybe. So in the mail, I got one of those coupon books and there was one for like 25% off waxing one area. I was like, well, I should check this out. It's a place down in Columbia.
It's a good deal.
I should check it out, right? Mm-hmm. So I call the number on there. Nobody answers. They text me back and they're like, because I left a voicemail. I was like, hey, I'm just wondering when you guys open, because it was a grand opening coming soon. And they said, well, we don't open till the 18th, 19th. And I said, well, can I make an appointment? And they said, well, we'll let you know when we can, unless you're interested in being a model. And this was a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, interested in being a model.
For like photos or even like for training as well.
Again, at this point, all they said is, are you interested in being a model? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, I don't know what that means. Second off, I don't know what that entails.
I mean, relax. It would just be your back, you know?
But is it? First of all, I haven't even told them what I want done. They haven't asked me any questions. They just go, unless you're interested in being a model.
Well, think about like when you go to stuff like that, like an esthetician place, like you get a pamphlet and there will be like photos of like what you can get done. This isn't like GQ. You'd probably just be like on a table and it would just be your back.
Hang on. So I'm like, I mean, maybe. And so they said,
if it's free, it's for me.
Well, this is the thing. And that's what I'm thinking, right? Because I'm like, well, if this is free, I might be interested. Because now you've got my attention.
And I assume that it would be as well.
I would hope,
or
right?
Or at least a steep discount.
A steep discount. Or at least for free. If I'm going to be the model, like I would
like,
at least
expose your back
if my back hair, I mean, this is kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it'd be like
now.
A before and after.
Yeah. You would hope, right? But then I'm like, well, where are they going to use these pictures? Like, are they
everywhere.
Gonna, are
online,
they
gonna, like, on
well,
Instagram.
Are they going to have like a picture of like the creams on like a billboard? You know, like.
Again,
like,
just your back, my guy.
But is it? I don't know what I've even signed up for. So yesterday they send me a text, right? And they're like, hey, are you still interested in coming in and being like a model? Again, I haven't told them like what I want done, anything. They don't know if I'm a guy, a girl. They don't have any idea. And I said, yeah, I guess I'm still down to do this. Because again, it's free, so I'll show up.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, no problem. Here's the address to show up. Now, this address is not the address of the location of this shop.
Yeah, like where their shoot is being held.
No, y'all, I look up the address. It's the address of a random person's house.
Okay.
It's someone's home. Mm-hmm. This is not this place's establishment. This is someone's home.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, would you go do this? Number one, you have no idea what you're modeling, where these pictures are going to go, and you're going to someone's home. But it could be an absolutely free waxing. Would you go?
Yeah, I think.
Just like, sure, it's free, I'll go.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, I would go. Also, I don't think it's weird because, so my mom has been a hairstylist and also she did esthetician in the beginning since she was 17. My sister went to esthetician school, all this kind of stuff. So when my sister was starting out and also needed clients for her Instagram,
this is normal?
She would have people come over to the house because my mom has a salon at our home. She has it set up in our home and my sister would have it set up there. So she was doing facials and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, my friends were going to help her out because she needed to build her portfolio.
Yeah.
So it's not as scary as you think.
Just to roll into somebody's house and just.
But that's me.
Yeah.
You know?
Like you would do it. No problem. Charlotte, would you just go to some stranger's house and like let them wax you?
Probably in this context, yes. Because like Jess is saying, I have known so many nail tech friends.
This is normal. Okay.
Tattoo artists who have started out, you know, in a more residential space. I might ask more questions over text
first. I'd ask no questions.
But,
I don't know this person. They don't know me.
Sounds like a fun radio bit / potentially good deal.
I told Charlotte yesterday, I'm like, literally at this point, I'm just doing it for the bit. Because y'all know, like, I've been through some stuff. I'm a little apprehensive. After getting jumped, I'm a little apprehensive to go to, like, someone's house at this point.
Then ask the questions that you need answers to. There's nothing wrong. I mean, you actually don't have to go in blindly. You very much have the ability to ask questions.
Well, if I'm not here tomorrow, just know if this is how I go, it literally was because I wanted to get my back waxed for absolutely free. And that's the story.
That feels right.
Yeah, that literally is it. And play a great song for me at my funeral, okay?
Okay. Please.
All right.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.